I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Wednesday, November 8th. Our cloudy month of November makes seeing this month's series of meteor showers a challenge. Previously this week, we've called your attention to the torrid meteors, which last for the first 3 weeks, as well as the more concentrated Leonid meteor shower centered on the 16th and 17th. Nearly all meteor showers, regardless of the season, offer their best viewing after midnight, though not because of darkness. After midnight, the Earth's rotation swings it into the direction we orbit the sun. We move into the particles that create the meteors. If you opt for the wee hours of the morning twilight does feature some challenging but fascinating planetary views. On the next clear morning at 6 o'clock, low above the east-southeast horizon, Venus is bright and should be fairly easy to pick out as long as you have a relatively low level horizon. The challenge comes next Monday morning, the 13th. Climbing up a few minutes earlier each morning will be Jupiter. On Sunday morning, our largest planet will be just below Venus. Then on Monday, Jupiter shines less than the width of the moon to the right of the much brighter Venus, best viewed from 6 to 6:10. Thursday, turning our attention to the evening twilight on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.